Brooklyn's Radio Surrey News Review special this Thursday, the 13th of July. And at the Surrey Advertiser News Desk is Tom Smurthwaite. And as many of you may have heard, the Weybridge Community Hospital unfortunately went up in a major fire yesterday. Tom, you were there from about 6 o'clock in the morning, weren't you?
Yes, that's right, Graham. It was a long day. It was a terrible incident.
Yeah, so you were called out of bed, presumably, were you, or you were just about getting up?
Yeah, no, I'm on the early shift this week.
So I see.
At 6 a.m. So okay. I checked Twitter before I left the house, as I normally do, and there's lots of videos and pictures doing the rounds that people have posted, residents in the area. Horrendous scenes of huge sort of flames going up into the air. So I instantly knew it was obviously a very serious event. I know the Weybridge Hospital. I grew up in Walton, so I used to go there myself. I saw the GP there and used the walk-in centre. So I know what an important facility it is for Weybridge and the surrounding towns and villages. Mm. So I rushed down there, and we weren't allowed anywhere near to the scene, obviously, because it was still firefighters. It was an ongoing effort to try and dampen the flames, and there's a lot of smoke that's being produced. It's being blown across St James's Church. All the police officers were wearing face masks. There's a large amount of firefighters still there. Water carriers are still being driven into the site, and water has been taken from street sources. So I understand there's a loss of water pressure as well in the area, which is understandable.
Yes, indeed. Yes, so obviously you weren't able to get particularly near. We know that obviously Church Street and the High Street was sealed off, wasn't it? In fact, that lasted all day. But the fire started, was it late on Tuesday night into Wednesday morning?
Yeah, we believe the fire service were called around midnight, overnight, last night. So, yeah, they got to the scene pretty quickly. Immediately they started to evacuate the residents in Minorca Road and Church Street. Up to the Barclays Bank on the High Street, Weybridge High Street. They were initially taken to St James's Church, and then they were moved on to the Weybridge Centre for the Community in Churchfield Road, where they pretty much remained all day. They tried to get a bit of sleep, and obviously not all the residents went there. Some went to family members or friends, but the majority were stationed in the Centre for the Community. One thing that has come out of this terrible incident is the community spirit that was on show. I was there for most of the day, you know, just getting constant deliveries of food and drinks from local businesses in the area, supermarkets and cafes and the Domino's Pizza. So,
oh, yeah, marvellous. So
that was a heartening.
So they were trying to, you know, look after the emergency workers, the firemen and the police and so on, as well as the residents.
Yeah, and the staff from the Centre for the Community were giving out bacon sandwiches to the firefighters and the police. And all the businesses were dropping in food for the police and the firefighters and the residents that were affected by the fire. So that was a heartening thing to take from the day.
Yeah, and fortunately, of course, the former Sambier Hospice had actually closed a few months earlier, so where nobody was in the building overnight, because the walk-in centre, I believe, closes at 7 p.m.
Yeah, so it could have been a lot worse. And most people I spoke to yesterday said the very same thing. And actually, Philip Hammond took a tour of the site at about 5 p.m. He came down from his duties as a chancellor. He had a tour of the site with some of the CCG members and the central Surrey health team. And when he came out, I had a quick word with him, and he said, obviously, the site was a bit of a mess. He said it's going to need a total rebuild. He pointed that it gives a chance to build a sort of state-of-the-art 21st century health centre for the area, as he mentioned that the existing, or the one that had now burnt down, is about 20 odd years old, so it's maybe showing a little bit of signs of being outdated.
Yes, and looking at the pictures on Get Surrey, I see that I think the ground floor and the first floor, the brick edifice is still there, but everything above has sort of collapsed in below onto that.
Yeah, that's what Mr. Hammond said. He said that the fire was sort of concentrated in the first, second floors and the roof. And that was the area that took most of the damage. But then, yeah, they did collapse in on the ground floor. So you've got the surrounding walls. Some of the surrounding walls are still there. But otherwise, it's unsalvageable. according to Mr. Hammond.
Right, so there is an intention to rebuild then, is there already being said?
That's what he said. Obviously, it's early days, and I'm sure there's going to be a lot of meetings with the North West Surrey Clinical Commissioning Group and the other agencies that are involved in running the site. As we found, we just found out that the two GB services that run from Weybridge Hospital are going to move over to Walton Hospital, the Rodney Road Centre, the Burwood Ward. And that's they're hoping for a normal service to be resumed by early next week.
Right, so that's the two GP surgeries then over to Walton Hospital.
That's right. And they're going to, the baby clinic and a few other of the services are going to be at the Shawstark Children's Centre in Churchfield Road up until around September.
Yes.
And the walk-in centres, people are being advised to obviously only go in an emergency, as the ones in Woking and Ashford that are being recommended to use are already quite busy. Again, I've experienced the Woking one recently, and I can confirm that it is a very busy service, but they do a great job.
Yeah, I was there a few months ago one Sunday afternoon, and I had very good service from them then. But, of course, it's probably going to put pressure on A&E at St Peter's as well, unfortunately.
Yes, I mean, like always, they advise people to only go there if it is an absolute emergency.
Yes.
That's actually the case most
of the year. Right, so obviously you've got all this information on the Get Surrey website, and you'll be following it in due course in the Surrey Advertiser.
Yes.
I can tell you today from our studio across the road from the site that during the morning they have put some temporary fencing up across the entrance to the hospital. I think you can just open it to get vehicles in and out, but they've also put blue tarpaulin over it all as well. So I guess just stop people seeing in. But obviously, most people are quite curious just to have a look and from a distance wanting to get in the way. There are police there again today, and obviously the fire service and a number of white vans there with obviously people deciding what to do and how to clear up the mess at the moment.
Yes, we've actually got hold of some quite good aerial footage, courtesy of BBC Surrey, who have very kindly let us use their content. I believe one of their reporters went up on an aerial ladder platform earlier, so you can see the true scale of the devastation at the site. So we'll be posting that on our website later on.
Good. And also, one thing's happening, I think, early in the stage of the fire was explosions, which I heard, apparently could be heard a couple of miles away in Walton-on-Thames with gas cylinders going up.
Yes, yeah, so we understand that was the oxygen tank that was stored in the hospital, and that's what the early thoughts were about the explosions. There was no sort of suggestion that an explosion started the fire necessarily.
No.
I must be said at this stage that no cause of the fire has been released by Surrey Fire and Service, but they are continuing to investigate what happened.
Right, okay, yes, I'm sure it will take a little while to complete that investigation. Anyway, a sad loss to the community here in Weybridge and surrounding areas. So just to recap then, walk-in centres at Woking and Ashford are sort of taking some of the strain today.
Yes.
The GP surgeries have moved to Walton Hospital in Rodney Road. And the Shawstark Centre here in Churchfield Road is dealing with the baby clinic for the time being.
Yes, that's correct.
Right.
One last thing, another sort of offshoot story, which is another kind of nice story from the day. Among the people evacuated was a hamster, called a two-year-old hamster called Nugget,
right,
who I managed to speak to, and his owner. I can reveal that the hamster was fine. There's no ill effects from all the smoke that was in the area. He, as a nocturnal animal, he was quite active when it was all happening, but he had a nice sleep during the day. I caught up with him at about 4 o'clock yesterday, and yeah, he seemed in pretty good spirits, so he's looking forward to going back home.
Oh, that's great news. So obviously the hamster was in one of the houses nearby that had to be evacuated.
Yes, he's in Church Street. So.
Right, okay. Yeah. All is well, and anyway, thank goodness nobody was hurt in any way through that. Well, Tom, thank you so much for taking us through all that today, and look forward to talking to you again soon.
Yes, thank you very much, Graham. Have a good weekend.
Thank you, Tom. Bye-bye. Bye. This has been a Brooklands Radio News Review special with Graham Laycock and from the Surrey Advertiser, Tom Smurthwaite. And we'll be back with the Surrey News Review this Friday at 1 p.m. and 7 p.m. on Brooklands Radio. It's compiled by the Surrey Advertiser, and you can keep up to date at getsurrey.co.uk.
Sports Radio. If you've enjoyed this podcast, why not keep up to date with the Sound of Surrey by listening live at brooklandsradio.co.uk or through our free mobile app.